eating your lunch or something.
Huh?
You look as though you just kind of burst into tears. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, well, nothing except this Latin.
Oh, now, don't tell me we're going to have Latin again today.
Well, it looks like it. Look at that business on the blackboard.
Where? Beanie, beanie, beanie.
That's Latin, isn't it?
Well, I'll be the mug, is it?
Yeah, I think.
It might be the recipe for a pudding, for all I know. Doesn't mean a thing in my young life.
How do you mean?
Meg, you wouldn't know if I told you. I reckon...
Hey, look here, bottom of his purse.
Straighten in that quiet.
He's here.
Quiet down, mum, quiet.
Oh, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, before we start this lesson, I'd like it clearly understood by all of you that the time has come when drastic measures are apparently necessary to see that law and order is maintained in this classroom.
Law and order, sir?
Yes, and I'm going to see to it that it is maintained.
Ah.
For the last few lessons, we've got absolutely nowhere. We've made no progress at all. In fact, we've gone back, if anything. But do you boys realize what's going to happen today?
Today?
Yes, today. Well, do you?
We weren't quite sure whether you were going to give us Latin or cooking, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, you ought to know that if... what? Latin or cooking?
Yes, sir.
Stanford, are you trying to be funny, my boy?
Funny? No, sir.
Well, for heaven's sake, use your brains a bit. I'm certainly not going to teach you cooking. And whatever gave you the idea that I was, I don't know.
Well, we were only going by that recipe on the blackboard.
Recipe? What recipe? That's not a recipe.
Huh?
That's not a recipe, you idiot.
Well, Bottomley said it was a recipe for a plum pudding.
What?
I never said that.
Well, I thought you did.
All I said was, it might be.
It might be.
Yeah, I just thought maybe it was.
What was?
That beanie, beanie, beanie business.
Oh, did you? Well, you were wrong. That's not a recipe or anything like it. That's a very famous saying which was uttered by Julius Caesar. Wainy, weedy, weaky.
Come again?
I said wainy, weedy, weaky.
You pronounce your W's with a W.
Yes, you see, it sounds so much better if the W's are W's, because then... What? Bottomley, you're going dangerously close to getting the stick, my boy.
Strike!
But why is it weenie weedy, sir? Where does the W come from?
Well, look, that just happens to be a method of pronouncing the Latin. Actually, it doesn't matter if you pronounce it as a V or as a W. But at the school I attended, they insisted that we said W.
What school was that, sir?
What school?
Sounds like a poker school.
Yes, a poker school.
They say our W.
What?
W or raise you, you know, it's much the same.
There, Bottomley. And that's nothing more than you deserve, my boy. Actually, you are quite wrong. They don't say I'll W at all. They say I'll raise you. But that's quite beside the point.
Right.
You were not supposed to be talking at all, so I hope that hurt you.
Yeah, it did too.
Well, that's splendid. Now, hold your tongue and pay attention, or else you'll be getting some more of it.
Yeah.
Did they teach you Latin there, sir?
Where?
At this poker school you went to.
Yes, but only elementary Latin. We never did anything that was at all difficult. I mean, No, wait a minute. Stanford!
Yes, sir?
I didn't go to any poker school at all. And if you dare mention it again, I'll deal with you severely.
Oh, I thought you said that you went to...
I don't care what you thought. I didn't attend a poker school, so that's the end of it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what about a game now? I'll be in.
Will you?
Yes. Show your openness, gentlemen.
I'll be in myself, too.
What?
Here lies the body of Jimmy Evans. He opened the jackpot on a pair of sevens.
Serves you right, Greenbottle. And I'm warning you, my boy, it won't be healthy for you to be at all frivolous during the remainder of this lesson.
Frivolous?
Yes, frivolous. You've been frivolous about four times already this morning.
Four times? Now I haven't.
And I say you have, so don't argue about it. First of all, you arrive late. Secondly, you join in the conversation without permission. And thirdly, when you do speak, you attempt to be funny.
And fourthly?
Fourthly, it wasn't funny at all, because I heard that years ago.
When you attended the poker school?
Yes, when I attended the poker school.
I thought you said you didn't go, sir.
Wait a minute. Bottom, I won't trust myself to give you the stick now. If I did, it would probably be fatal.
Right.
But I warn you, and everybody else, that we've had all the fuss and nonsense that we're going to have this lesson. From now on, we'll all pay attention and get on with this lesson. Yes, Latin. Now, look at the blackboard, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Wainy, weedy, weaky. That is a very famous expression which was used by Julius Caesar. And I want you boys to translate it.
Translate it, sir?
Yes. And look, and it's not as hard as you think it is. And what's more, you've heard the expression before. Now, come on, Stanford. Let's hear what you've got to say about it.
Yeah. Well, now, in the first place...
Greenbottle, your name is not Stanford.
No, but I was going to do this landing for you.
Yes, all right, but I want Stanford to do it.
Go on.
But don't get worried. Don't get worried. You'll get your turn soon enough.
Yeah.
Go on, Stanford. Translate that sentence.
I can't, sir.
Can't? What rubbish. What you mean is you won't try.
Yes, I will, sir. I'm trying.
Well, it doesn't look like it. Make an attempt, my boy. Go on, make an attempt.
Whiny. Is it anything to do with Little Miss Muffet, sir?
Little Miss Muffet?
Yes, sir. Eating her curds and whiny.
What?
Oh, now, that's a lie.
Well, I thought that might be right.
Well, it wasn't right. Nowhere near right.
No. Oh, of course it wasn't.
Look, and I'd be glad if you two know-alls would stop passing remarks. You probably haven't got as much idea as Stanford.
I was willing to tell you there right at the start.
Yes, but I don't want to hear it from you, because in all probability, it'll be entirely wrong.
Well, what kind you could be?
Greenbottle, stop exploding like that or I'll pounce on you. And Bottomly.
Yeah?
You seem to know all about this. You translate it.
Well, I don't mind if you want Greeny to do it.
Don't you?
No.
Well, I don't want him to do it. I want you to do it.
Ah.
Yes, oh. And hurry up about it. Come on, then.
Whiny, weedy, weaky.
Yes, translate that. And it's a very well-known expression.
Well, I'll say, hear no evil... See no evil, speak no evil.
At last.
Then no!
Yeah, well, I should before it's somewhere, sir.
Right. Well, that's a well-known expression.
Bottomly.
Yeah?
I know that what you said was a very well-known expression, but it doesn't happen to be the one that I want. I wanted you to apply your brains to it and translate it properly.
Yeah, well, I had a try anyhow.
You didn't have a try at all. You made a ridiculous guess that wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, what? A good thing I'm here.
Yes, isn't it?
The old reliable, that's me.
What?
You always have to fall back on me in the finish.
The Greenbottle. I'll do more than fall back on you if you don't stop chattering. I'll jump on you.
Sure.
And if you say anything ridiculous, that's exactly what I will do.
Well, I won't say anything ridiculous.
No, and you'd better not either. Let's hear your translation.
Yeah.
And remember that it's nothing to do with Little Miss Muffet or the Three Wise Monkeys.
No!
In fact, it's nothing like that at all. It's an expression used by Julius Caesar, and it refers to a battle.
Yes, I know it does.
Oh, well, that's something anyhow. I thought I'd better put you on the right track to start with.
Yes, well, I knew that before.
All right. Don't get carried away. Translate it. Wainy, weedy, weedy.
Yeah. England expects every man to do his duty.
Why, that was Napoleon, wasn't it?
Well, what did I tell you? I knew it all the time.
Greenbottle.
That only goes to show you that you should have asked me in the first place.
Greenbottle.
Don't think I mind, though. Don't think that. I realise the other boys ought to have a chance.
Greenbottle, would you please stop talking?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
You want to go on with the next sentence?
Yes, of course I do. No! Wait a minute. Look, I don't want to go on with this next sentence at all. I want to correct this one.
Correct it?
Yes.
Wasn't that right, sir?
Right? Of course it wasn't right. Nowhere near right.
Didn't you hear what I said?
Yes, Greenbottle. Unfortunately, I did. I heard every word of it, and every word was wrong.
Well, upon my dear heaven.
The correct translation of Wainy Weedy Weeky is, I came, I saw, I conquered. I came, I saw, I conquered.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yes, of course you have.
Yes. I can see where you made the mistake, too.
Yes, exactly. Once you're reminded of it, you all know. I told you earlier that it was well known. And, no. What did you say, Greenbottle?
Sorry?
Yes, what was that last remark you made?
About the mistake?
Yes, about the mistake.
I was just saying that I could see where you got confused.
Where I got confused?
Yes. You reckon that's what Julius Caesar said.
Did I?
Yes, but don't worry. That's only a little minor point.
What?
We all know it was Christopher Confucius, though, so don't worry.
It was who?
Never heard of Christopher Columbus.
How was it?
Yes, but that's only a minor point.
I never knew that, sir.
No, Stanford, and neither did I. The reason being that Christopher Confucius, or Columbus, didn't say that.
No, sir.
Yes, he did. He said it to Queen Elizabeth.
To Queen Elizabeth?
Yes, after he come back from America with a pipe tobacco.
What? Wait a minute. What in the world is all this about?
Haven't you got a history book?
No, I lent mine to the man next door. The history book? Yes, I certainly have. but never at any stage in my book or in anybody else's history book does it say that Columbus brought back some pipe tobacco for Queen Elizabeth.
Well, maybe she rolled her own cigarettes, but he brought back tobacco. I know that.
Look, he didn't do anything of the kind, and even if he did, he certainly didn't say anything about Wainy Weedy Weeky.
But what about when he threw his cloak down on the ground for her to wipe her feet on?
What? That wasn't Columbus. Columbus didn't throw it down. That was Sir Walter Raleigh.
Yeah. Raleigh was the joker who owned the cloak, yes. But Columbus threw it down.
Oh, what chance have I got?
But that's why he said it.
Said it? Said what?
Wainy Weedy Weeky.
Rubbish. Look, he didn't say that at all.
Yes, he did. And afterwards she lied to him because she didn't know what he said.
What? Look, are you making this up?
No, the old man told me.
No wonder it's just idiotic. She knighted him because she didn't hear what he said.
Yes, that's right.
And he said Wainy Weedy Weeky.
Yes.
And what did she think he said?
She thought he said it's waiting a wee bit, sweetie.
Duh.
So she knighted him.
And quite a few didn't line him up that crack like that.
Get out of here, the lot of you. This is just piffle.
Historical piffle.
Yes, historical piffle, but... Get out!
Yes.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.